Taylor Swift talks about her musical and personal style in eras. Researchers say those eras have also influenced how she speaks. Matthew Wynn of the University of Minnesota co-authored a study that analyzed her speech from 2008 to 2019.
As a person moves to different cities and different communities, they have motivation to change how they speak.
While most people don't record themselves from location to location, Swift's career allowed for that.
We have this timeline of her voice throughout the years.
Swift was raised in Pennsylvania, then moved to Nashville.
Wynn analyzed this clip of Swift speaking from her time in Nashville.
My role models in country music are Shania Twain, Faith Hill, Dixie Chicks.
Part of what it means to be a country musician is to speak with that southern accent. And just to make sure that she was welcomed into that community, maybe that was something that helped that process.
When Swift released Red in 2012, her speech seemed to change. A return to her Pennsylvania accent seemed evident in a live webcast in 2013.
A huge inspiration from my imagination.
She was exiting country music and entering pop music, where a southern accent wouldn't have necessarily fit in as well.
Then, after she moved to New York, the pitch of her voice dropped, as in this 2019 interview with CBS Sunday Morning.
And he has 300 million reasons to conveniently forget those conversations.
Wynn explains.
This was a time when she was being much more vocal about social and political issues and the autonomy of musicians over their own work. And so I think she did what a lot of people do. She took those issues very seriously. She started speaking with a lower voice.